Thanks everybody for joining today. There's a lot going on within video surveillance and how that's being done, as well as within the data networking environment. So we're going to be talking about some of the trends in the networking, right? And the reason we decided to focus in on video surveillance, because video surveillance is crucial right now. I don't think anybody would argue the events that are happening almost on a weekly, if not daily, basis now is causing a lot of disruption within the video surveillance market and a lot of changes, because a lot of the events need high-definition video. So there's a lot of support now for video surveillance. And if you look at the bottom there, the poll finds that there's currently strong acceptance from the public for video surveillance as well. But the problem here is that in order to get that high-definition video is you have to deploy IP video. And so now what used to be just a standalone network that was analog-based, so you had a camera plugged in via coax cable running into a DVR, could have been locally recorded, fairly static environment, to now an IP high-definition, very dynamic environment. So now IT and the security worlds are kind of colliding. And what does that mean? The security market in this transition space, according to whatever report you read, they're saying that 2014 is going to be the tipping point where IP cameras will outpace the revenue from analog-based cameras. What is that causing, though? It's causing a major disruption within the ecosystem. And the ecosystem that I'm talking about is the IP video surveillance. You have your camera vendors, your storage vendors, your video management software vendors, and in the middle of all that is the security integrators who deploy these networks. As I mentioned in the past with the analog, so the security integrators maybe need to know, you know, about cameras and about how to deploy them and hook them up with coax cable, like I mentioned, with DVRs. Now, though, with everything being transitioned over to IP, you see a quote that I have at the bottom of the screen that there's a major disruption going on. The security integrators are kind of getting stuck in the middle with having to assist on the networking side of the deployment of video surveillance. Camera vendors are pointing to VMS and vice versa. And if you look at the cloud there, and every time you see a lot of these pictures, there's always a cloud in the middle. And I'm not talking about cloud communications as far as outsourcing to a separate vendor some of your services. This cloud usually is the connectivity between your end devices and your applications. And it's always been this big dark hole that not too many people have actually had a lot of knowledge on, except for certain, you know, companies and people and IT within your departments. But for the most part, that is a big data network. And none of this works without a data network in the middle of it. So as you're transitioning over to IP, did you know that the IP network being right in the middle of all that will determine how effective your system is? It doesn't matter how state-of-the-art your video surveillance system is if the data network cannot accommodate it, you cannot easily deploy it, and it doesn't support everything you need from that system. And as I talked about, the two worlds are starting to collide. So now, everything going on to IP, did you know that IP video is the most difficult application to run on a data network? So even people who are very familiar with data networking have credentials in that space. This is the Achilles heel of data networking. There's very few who know how to do video on a data network well. You have to be very highly credentialed to do that, because it does require a low latency, high bandwidth, very resilient network, and just like voice. As these two collide, now you've got an issue here. So now you have what used to be potentially a standalone environment where the CSO or the chief security officer was running. Now it may move onto the IP network where your CIO now has to worry about it. Where do you start? If it stays off on the chief security network's realm, he has a bunch of people who used to be able to work with analog signals. Now they have to come up to speed on IP. Or if it doesn't stay as a standalone and it has to go on to the corporate IT department, now the CIO, and as I mentioned before, IP video is the most difficult to run, they might not even have the skill set to handle the transition, And they also may not want to put it on their network because any mistake in the configuration of that could cause major outages on the network. It's not very easy to deploy. The performance of the network is critical, and when you put all this additional IP on there. So there's a dilemma going on right now in this environment. And is the network holding you back? So if you transition over to IP, so you have the requirement to do that, yes, you can learn IP and maybe just plug them into some PoE switches that connect together, but how scalable is that environment? If you're in a very static environment and you've moved over to IP, it's still locally recorded, it's a very small installation, not much movement, not much live video being monitored live, that's at the small end. But as you try to scale up, so say you want to go from 10 cameras to 50 cameras to maybe thousands of cameras, is that network that you're putting in able to accommodate that growth? Or are you going to have to do another rip and replace? The stability of the video and the video loss. So as you're designing this network with the bandwidth, you have to know how to do that. And then the high level of complexity. So what I want to show you is this is the issue with the way what's happening on the data networking side as well. So the old way of data networking, because the data networking industry is undergoing a major change, as I mentioned. So you have the video surveillance market, and now you have the data, and they're all colliding together. And yet video is one of the most complex to put on the data network. And this is what's happening in general in the data networking industry, is because on the top, if you look at the old way of networking, it was very complex and rigid and cumbersome. So each of those boxes that you see that are colored, that is a configuration point within the network. Anytime you need to make a change to the network or bring up a new application, such as IP video, you had to make physically a change to a lot of these boxes in the network. And that's why it's always been a big cloud on all these diagrams, because it's very complex to do that, and you have to know what you're doing and be trained in it. When you run multicast video, which is, if you're running video surveillance, multicast is the most efficient way to do it. But as with anything, the most efficient way sometimes is very complex, and it requires additional protocols. And anytime any of these layers or protocols, if there's an outage or a misconfiguration, it takes a while for them all to what's called reconverge. Video does not like that because you'll see loss of video. You'll see pixelation on the video. And it just doesn't run correctly. What's happening within the data networking industry is there's a new way of running a network, a very simple way. So as you as a security integrator or an end user, as you're looking to deploy a IP video network, you have two choices. Either go the old way and with the complex, rigid, and cumbersome network that requires multiple protocols and a high skill set, or there are alternatives out there that takes a lot of the complexity out of the network. And that's what we call Avaya Fabric Connect. The picture on the bottom is one example of a network that can work in that way. Just to give you a different view of that, if you look at the next picture, and I like this because I live in the D.C. area. So if you look at the picture to the right, that's kind of representative of the picture that I just saw you before. Multiple lanes of traffic, lots of complexity. If there's an accident in one lane, the rest of those lanes have to converge together. And that could take hours. It could take minutes. That's the same thing that happens on the data network, the old way. So if you look back at the previous slide, multiple lanes of traffic, lots of complexity, lots of protocols, same thing here. But that's the way that everybody's been used to doing data networking. Sometimes it's more efficient to just rip it all down and start all over again. And that's what's been happening within data networking. You take all that complexity, you throw it back out, and then you put it back together the way it was. Well, that's what the standards body, the IEEE and the IETF, decided to do over the last 10 years. And they've come up with new standards, and the standard's called shortest path bridging, It's an IEEE standard. And that's the way that the new picture, the new way of doing networking is. It took a lot of complexity. You have the same functionality, but it's a simple button for networking. The difference with Avaya on the networking side, so you have your traditional IP networks, very complex. Avaya Fabric Connect is simple. I showed you multiple protocols down to one protocol. And each level of protocols that needed to be learned is another class, another certification, only one on Avaya Fabric Connect. It gives you the ability from slow recovery, because you don't have all these different protocols that need to talk to each other, to very lightning fast recovery. If you have a failure in portions of the network, the Avaya Fabric Connect will come up very quickly that you barely see any pixelation on the video. And I know anybody who understands data networking will just think about the constraints that you're in right now, and if you could just free a lot of them, that's basically what this new generation of data networking is. But it also securely separates all that traffic. So if you are moving the traffic from a separate analog network and you are trying to move it over to your IT network with all the other traffic, you can still securely separate this, which is very key. Your network has to, whether you have a very small network, a large network, whether you're transitioning over from analog through encoders, so part of your network is on an encoder-based, the rest of it is IP directly connected to a switch, whether it's standalone or integrated with the IT. It has to address all configurations. And with those constructs that I was talking to you about before, with all the performance capabilities. Here's a couple of use cases that I can show you exactly what we've done for some of our customers already. Just to show you it at work. The County of Santa Clara, large metropolitan, they have about 430 cameras out on the highways. They were running the network in the old way, and they were constantly having problems. We went in, and we didn't even have to replace the whole network. And this is key. This is not something that is a rip and replace. We came in, and we took out just one box in the core of the network. We turned off all of those protocols that I showed you on an earlier slide and just turned on SPB, or shortest path bridging, which is the construct for Avaya Fabric Connect. The next day, the manager came in. They didn't have to reboot any of the switches. They are able to populate the screens at will, without any issues, just by taking a little portion of the network and replacing it with a less complex piece. And I think they're saying that the traffic is running at least 15% better than it ever has within the network right now. Another example we have is in gaming. So you take a smaller network, but a very dynamic one from County of Santa Clara. I think gaming for video surveillance is probably one of the more taxing environments out there. This is about a 4,000 camera environment. It was a separate network as well, so it wasn't even contending with other traffic. And it just wasn't working correctly. Once again, we came in and we ripped and replaced and put in our solution, and we were able to resolve their problems. And the network that we put in is able to scale, as I mentioned, to thousands of cameras. So it's not that the network we put in for a smaller version is not the same one that can handle the growth. This is not just for video surveillance. Now, the use case that I've talked about so far today is showing that, you know, video surveillance is very taxing environment. So if you can solve that, as I mentioned, it's the Achilles heel of data networking, you can solve most of the other problems that are in the network. InterrupNet is one of the largest data networking conferences in the country. And they run it twice a year. They run one in May and one in September. It's a very taxing environment, so there's a lot of requests, dynamic environment, services being brought up and brought down constantly. Our three engineers had the whole network up and running within a couple of days and were there the week, but there was barely any problems related to the network that they had to do. The director of the show was so impressed that he very rarely will do this, if ever, gave a quote to the Wall Street Journal and Network Computing that he was just blown away by the capabilities of the Avaya Fabric Connect network and that it met the challenges without a single incident. So one of the most taxing networks. Very dynamic. It sounds the same as what a video surveillance looks like. But if you can solve that, you can solve them all. And when you think about that, one of the most taxing environments, and that's why we have been presented to supply the network, voice and data, for the Sochi Olympics coming up next year. I showed you the InteropNet just on the data side. This is a combination of both the data and the voice. And video broadcast distribution is one of the biggest applications running on this network. So you take the InteropNet, we had the experience with just the data, and we also showed some video on that as well. And you take the Sochi Olympic Winter Games with all the voice, all the data, and all the video on one network very dynamically. That's a very taxing environment, and that's why Avaya was selected as the official supplier. So just a summary here real quick is that, is your network ready? An IP video surveillance system is really only as effective as the network it's running over. You do need to understand the changes going on in the data networking market. As you make that transition from analog to IP, you have to decide what network and what you want to do on the network to make it easy and to provide a scalable and simple solution for you when you're making that transition. Within the environment, I mean, the next decision phase is starting now. So within the video surveillance market, you've started recently with why even IP, and you've transitioned over now to which IP. And now you're starting to talk about which cameras, what megapixels, and you're making those types of decisions now. But now it's going to go to which IP network. Do you want to do it in the simple way or go down the path of the very traditional, complex way? And that's really the goal of the presentation today, was just to kind of show you a little bit about what we're doing in the industry, why we're doing that. It is a prime market for the convergence of these two technologies coming together. And we believe that Avaya Fabric Connect is a networking choice for IP video surveillance because of the fact that we've been able to take that complexity out of the network. Where can you go for more information? So we have video surveillance at avaya.com. So thank you for your time today and appreciate it.